Newsbreak podcast.
The situation is very uneasy. There is so much panic. People are frustrated. They don't know what to do next because death toll keeps on rising. Then so many people feel threatened by the situation. Honestly speaking, people are trying their level best to bring the solution to combat whatever, but there is lack of information on what needs to be done. And the government is not coming to the party with much participation on providing water, so on and so forth. That's how the situation is like. There is a lot of panic. People are uneasy. They keep on hearing about death and so on and so forth.
Major point that came through with our reporters that are on the story on the ground there in Hammanskraal is that there are a lot of poverty-stricken families that cannot afford to actually buy water to use, and the government and people are telling them to boil this water that they are getting, but now we have load shedding that's impacting them on the other side. So how do you see people getting around these hurdles in trying to keep them and their family safe?
Look, the situation is kind of impossible to overcome at this stage. Number one, the water is not healthy for consumption. Number two, the easiest way to combat this is by buying water, which is expensive. 1 liter of water is equal to 7 rand. Someone has to make a choice between water and bread for their kids. Number two, they talk about the boiling of water, which that boiling is a crisis on its own because of the very same load shedding. And also the high cost of electricity from city of Tshwane and Eskom in our area. Then we have a situation whereby poverty is fueling this crisis because the government on its own, it promised people that they will bring water with the trucks, which you don't know where that water comes from. They depend on these trucks that bring water. But we see some of them fetching water locally by Mahali's tanks, which makes more people sick in the past, even currently. In a way, this situation, it really needed the government to play an active role, which they are not doing.
What then, as a religious leader and an advocate in the community, is your word to the community there as they go through this crisis?
Try our level best to reach out to those who have boreholes, such as the church that I'm leading. We have a borehole. We have been providing water to nearby communities, orphanages, including schools that don't have water. We say let communities try. We know that there are not so many, but let's try to get to those borehole water portals so that we can be able to get water that we are sure that is not contaminated. And equally so, I invite business people, philanthropists, to come and do more boreholes, because I think that's the only feasible and viable solution from where we are.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.